Böyle soğuk ne yapabilirim?
Yaakov, were you with us a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember that we did this connection of the 10 kavanas with the 10 kolos? Do you remember? I don't expect you to remember exactly what we did, but yeah. You know what we did. But you remember that there was such a thing that then we.
They were split up, I think, to some of it was out of, like, fear of Hashem, some of it was out of awe of Hashem, fear, like, there's a split up, there's different levels of, they represented different levels of fearing, some of it was out of love of Hashem, some of it out of awe for Hashem, some of it out of Yira and Ava, there's a Kedas Yitzchak, and there was the crowning of kings,
Right. Okay. The reason why I asked is because if you want to go through it now, does it mean introducing or recalling? Recalling or...
Recalling. You don't have to introduce.
Okay. So the idea is that the Psagigon gave us 10 reasons why you blow shofar. And we thought it was a good idea to adapt that for Kavanas, 10 Kavanas. And we thought, you know, it would be a fantastic idea if we were able to anchor down the 10 Kavanas, if we were able to anchor them down into the 10 Koilas. You know, what are the 10 Koilas? If you have everything said and done, 100 koilas we blow, then you have the 30 deraisa, and then you take the microscope and you break the 30 koilas down. The nucleus, the inner sanctum of everything, is 10 kolos. What are the 10 kolos? Tashrat, tashat, and tarat, right? And that we repeat over and over again, right? The limud, you do it over again 3 times, and you do it before Shemoneh Esrei, during Shemoneh Esrei, after Shemoneh Esrei. But it all boils down to, like, Tashrat. You know, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, those 10 kolos. Tekiah, Shvam, Shua, Tekiah. Tekiah, Shvam, Tekiah. Tekiah, Shua, Tekiah. Right? That's like the basics of everything, those 10 kolos. So, what we did, Rabbi Yisai, was that the first the kavanas, the 10 kavanas of the Psagigon, the 10 kavanas, the first 3 of the 10 is a positive, right? Hashem is the, you know, creation of the world. Hashem is the ruler. The second kavana is Hashem says, go do tshuva. It's the first day of Aseh Shmei Tshuva. The third one is Maimon HaSinai. Right, 3 positive. The last 3 kavanas are also positive. Yom Din HaGadol HaNoro, that Hashem is going to take retribution on the Goyim. That's 8. 9 is Kibbutz Goliath, right? Kabbet Nidafenu Me'ar Bakan V'Zoretz. And 10 is Tchias HaMesim, right, they say. So, right here, in the middle, 4 kavanas, we say, are like negative things. Kavana number 4 is the tochacha of the neviim, do tshuva. Number 5 is when the goyim came to punish us because we didn't listen to the neviim. Number 6, the kedus yitzchak, which surely is negative, right? Hashem is yitzchak to shech his son. Of course, today we make something positive from it. We ask Hashem should, you know, have achmanis on us. And the zchus of the Kedis Yitzchak. But the essence thing that Hashem commanded him to do that is negative. And then you have kavanah number, that's toy.
Why is it negative? Why is it negative? It's Tivui Hashem, so why is it negative?
Because Hashem asked him to shecht his own son. You know, that's like a negative thing.
It's a mitzvah.
I know it's a mitzvah, but let's say it'd be a mitzvah to Ben Sora Moira, to stone your, a person should stone his son. It's a mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah, but, you know, it's just too bad such a mitzvah like that, right? To stone your own son. Ah, wonderful. I'm so happy. Why are you happy, so happy today? Because I have a special mitzvah. Which mitzvah do you have? To stone my son to death. You know, like it's a mitzvah, you know, but it's a very unhappy mitzvah, right? So Hashem gives him a tzivui to go slaughter his son. So it's a mitzvah, but it's a very sad mitzvah, right? But you say, like a mitzvah it is, right? Yaakov, drinking your, taking advantage, I just have a special weakness today and feel that I have a twelve of this, right? So besides that, you know, you have other people here that are supposed to be drinking it, then, you know, it's going to be left over, so I have to be, might see the other people, right? Maybe you want to take some more also with my shit. Today I feel like a special, like a weakness inside, so I just appreciate it more, you know. Okay.
The last 3 years for the future, right? The last
3 years. What?
Last year of the future, right? There. The last 3 years of the future. The last 3 are the future. The middle 4 are the middle 4 are sad or not happy things. Last year, the Ati Lovo.
Right? Yeah, right. And the main point of them is they're all positive. That's the main thing, right? The positive things. And the Kavana number 7, right? We had 6 was the Akedah Yitzchak. Number 7 is Haloishma Kol Shef of Lo Yechrad. You're not going to get scared and tremble and be frightened. It sounded a shofar, so I would say that that's negative also, right? Nobody's saying. So there you have it. In the Kavan, it's the first 3 in the last year positive. The middle 4 are negative. So now you have by the tekiyas, by the kolas, the first 3 tekiyas are positive, right? The last 3 tekiyas are positive, and the middle kolas. The Shvarim Shrua, the Shvarim, and then the Shrua, that those 4 are all negative, right? So now, let's see, basically we're going to try to put it together. You know, the logic of it. The logic of it. Or the Svar of it, or just the picture, right? The first Tekiah, that's for, that's the first Kavana that Rav Sadia Gaon says that the Bris Olam, creation of the world, Hashem is the Melech, right? Right, Moshe, right? Then, and the world is in the Tachlis HaShleimus. What happens after that is that, you know, the people sin and they deviate. So Hashem has to send the, Nevi'im to give us Musa, right? That, to rebuke us. So that's Kavana number 4, right? That's Kavan number 4. That's after the first, right? And then the Yidden, we don't listen to the rebuke of the Nevi'im. So then Hashem sends, you know, the Goyim to punish us. And so that's the coil, right? That's the coil of the Mechama, right? I just have to get my bearings straight. We have the fifth sound is the sound of the Truah. You have Shvarim Shrua, right? Shvarim Shrua. So the Shvarim is the sound of the rebuke of the Nevi'im, and Shrua, da-da-da-da-da-da, is the sound of the Goyim making war on us, right? So that's 4 and 5. And then the last Tekiah Shania, is the first of the last three, right? So that's the Tekiah, then the Yidden are going to do Tshuva, and everything will be positive, and it's going to be the coil of Yom Din HaGadol, of retribution against the Goyim, right? Okay, you have the next set now. You have Tashat. So the first Tekiah is Yidden do Tshuva. It's the first. It's the first of Asher Shmei Tshuva. Hashem is giving us a gift of Asher Shmei Tshuva, right? Of Kapora for everybody, and we have. The first made tshuva, and Hashem is saying, my children, take advantage of it, and all of you do tshuva, special tshuva. Of course, the tshuva brings kaparas avonis, right? It's kaparas avonis, and the epitome of the kaparas avonis is the Beis HaMikdash and the Korbanos, and that's symbolized in Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak is the union of the Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash, that's the union of Yitzchak Avinu, right? And when Avram wanted to shecht him, and then he said, no, you know, Isle Bekir, you know, that they found the isle, and we can inject, you know, the negativeness into just let me get straight again. So Akedas Yitzchak, that's the union of Korbanos, is the symbolic epitome of Korbanos, and that's Yitzchak Avinu, of sacrifice, and that is the epitome of Kaparas Avonis. Notice when you have a Kaparas Avonis, it's of course the Kapara Gedola of all Avonis, right? That's the ultimate, right, of the Korbanos, and that's symbolized by Yitzchak Avinu, of course, coming back. We say Yitzchak Avinu coming back, and of course we say that he didn't have, he didn't come to the knife, the macheras on his neck, but the point of the Kedesh Yitzchak is the point of the epitome of the Korbanos, and the point of the Korbanos is the kapara, but that comes out of the sacrifice. But the main point of it is the kapara, right? So there you have it. Right, in our Beis HaMikdash, in our home, right? Again, you have to forgive me. Sometimes I go off a word or two because I'm tired, right? So there you have it. That the second set is Tashat. Number one. Hashem says, Yidden do tshuva, it's the first of the, right now we're doing a review of the 10 kavanas and the 10, right. Happy to that you're joining us tonight, Baruch. So the second set, that's the Tashat. So Hashem is saying it's the kavana. The second Tekiah, according to Reb Sadia Gaon, that's positive. The negative Kavanah is Kavanah number 5. You have 4, 5, number 6, I mean, Akedesh Yitzchak, which we said is negative, but it's related to the Korbanos, It's related to, Seres Me Tshuva, because Tshuva, brings the Kaponis, the Kaparas Habonis, which is symbolized to the highest degree to the Kaponis and Beis HaMikdash, which is symbolized by Yitzchak Avinu, that he is the Inyan of Avoda, right? He's the Miksaya of Avoda, the area of the service of Avoda sacrifice, which is, of course, related to the epitome of Kaparas Avoinus, which the main purpose of the Kaparas is Kaparas Avoinus, which, of course, is the Kaparas Rishon Hashem calls out, "My dear sons, run to do tshuva, because it's the first day. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Aser Shmei Tshuva." Right? Okay. And now you have the tekiah after the kavana, right? Which kavana was that again? You have 3 and 4. That was kavana number 6, right? You have 4 and 5. This is 6, right? And now you have the tekiah that comes after, which is tekab b'shoyva gadol chayvusenu. Kibbutz Golias, Rabbi said, that the Yidden are going to do tshuva, have a kapara, and as a result, Hashem is going to bring the Goyim, right? It's going to be a great day for us. It's going to be Tikab Shobu Gadol Chevesenu, Kibbutz Golias, from all over the world. But said that's Kavanah number 10, right? Which flows beautifully with the inyan of, like we said, I don't have to go any further, but we said, so the Kavanah number 9, right?
Kibbutz Golias is number 8, no?
So what's 9?
I don't know.
Okay. So,
nine is Kibbutz.
Right, right. And 8 is Yom Dima Gadol, the retribution against the Goyim, the Rishoyim. Now you have the third set, Rabbi Yisai, Tarat. This is so very, very beautiful. This set, this idea, Rabbi Yisai, very. Kavanah number 3, Reb Sadi Gaon, is Maimed HaSinai, right? We blow shofar, do Hashem remember Maimed HaSinai. Where are we remembering it? And we're asking Hashem to remember it, Maimed HaSinai, right? Now, at HaSinai, what happened? They had the Kol Shoy V'Holich V'Chozak Ma'oid, that it gave everybody a tremendous pachad. What's Kavanah number seven? Kalush Makol Shaifa V'Yichrad, right? Have a pachad, right? I think this might be 2 of them here. Yeah. So, yeah, you can. Yeah, okay. You can trade it in. Give me the old one and take the new one.
It's from last week.
I thought it was from last year. Anyway, so that's Kavanah number 7, right? Halo Ishma Kol Shefa and have a pachad, right? Rabbi Say. So that exactly is beautiful at Maimed HaSinai. So he says the Kol Shofar was there, bringing a tremendous pachat to everybody. So that exactly fits in with Reb Sadi Gaon says that the seventh kavana is that we blow shofar, it should bring a pachet to everybody, right? Now it comes out, Rabbi say, the star of the evening, that at Maim HaSinai, it says Porcha Nishmosam, and they had Kriyas HaMesim at HaSinai, right? So Rabbi say, Kavanah number 10 of Reb Sadia Gaon is Kriyas HaMesim, right? So it fits in beautifully with the Maim HaSinai, which at HaSinai you had the Kriyas HaMesim.
A word on this, a little lach on this, maybe? Mm-hmm. A little word. It says that the tekiah has to be longer than the shvarim shrua. That's the lach thing. The tekiah before and the tekiah after has to be longer than the shvarim shrua in between.
Do you want to have a second? It has to be longer.
The tekiah has to be longer than the shvarim that's in between.
What did you say on halacha?
Which halacha?
Yeah.
It's, I think that was Shulchan Aruch, by Mishnah Berurah. So what I'm trying to say is the good has to always be longer than the bad. Middle is a bad, and something that as long as the last kia is longer, I think some say it's enough. If the first kia wasn't long enough, but the last kia is long, so the last one's always the future. So that's the
okay. That's very, some sort of, well, I'll tell you, Yaakov, the vort is beautiful. Really, but MS. The only thing is that it might be a little mistake. You might have not heard it correctly, or the one that said it, because the tekiahs don't have to be longer than, it has to be the same size.
It has to be at least as long as.
Right. In other words, the shear, la locha, is the same size. Mm-hmm. If you want to, you can make it longer, but the shear that is supposed to be, you know, is the shear la locha is the same size, not bigger. Mm-hmm. But if you want to, you can make it bigger, but that what you're doing is making it bigger.
It can't be shorter, so that way.
Right. Okay.
Right. Why is the middle one always negative? Like, considers me negative? I mean, I understand 4 and 7, but, like, the middle one with...
So, I'll tell you why. Because...
Yeah, okay, now it doesn't seem to be necessarily negative.
They're the same question.
What then?
The Akedah. Akedah's Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Hard to understand how it's called negative.
So, we explained, first of all, the reason why the middle is negative... going over the if the other want maybe should maybe stay a little bit later tonight or
a little bit. I have a chavrusa though coming up, so I can't stay too much longer.
So then
I can get the answer from that.
The recording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, but basically, I'm gonna, it's like 58 now. The question I should say, run for the bus.
Don't know how to answer.
Yeah, I mean, the question is because you have the chavrusa coming.
I want to use the learn with him at 9. I can push it off for a couple of minutes. But then I don't know how the Rav's going to get to the bus. The other problem.
So if it's going to be just a couple of minutes and then I miss my bus. So... So maybe we should be Messiah now. Is there another bus at quarter after 9? Or you know?
No idea. We could take it from here and go for next week. We could just...
Yeah. But if you would like, I don't know how your schedules are, the rest of the week, but we can have a telephone, share during the week if you'd like. Right, because I have... maybe some very nice, useful things I can add, to this. So, right? I don't know how your schedules are, what you have the rest of the week, but if you'd like, I might be able to. We'll have a shear on the phone. Right?
I'll be in touch with the Robins. See if I can get
in honor of this. Wonderful to see you. Bless Hashem. Are we going to see each other during the week? Yes. One more Sunday night, I think. Huh?
Bless Hashem.
Thank you.